Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off your future. Law firm Kondorian Murad, official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy. One of their Fairfax-based attorneys is going to take care of you. Go to kmlawyers.com and mention us, Grant and Danny. The show's going to get you a discount on your pals. kmlawyers.com. DC Defenders home opener Sunday, 4 p.m. at Audi Field. We're going to talk to the starting running back of the Defenders in just one moment. Do want to let you guys know we got a Caps power play and the Nats starting lineups coming up this segment as well. We're out of here at about 6:15 for the pregame. Charlie Sloz and Dave Jagler ahead of baseball tonight in the nation's capital. But let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com and talk to Cam Harris, who will be starting in the backfield for the Defenders at running back. Cam, it's Grant and Danny in D.C. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you for having me on the show, man.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thank you. We're excited. I'm going to be out there on Sunday. I've been to, I think, every home game you guys have ever played over really three iterations, 3 years now. But certainly dating back to last year, you guys have never lost at Audi Field. Should be quite an atmosphere as you play game number one in D.C. this season. What are you expecting on Sunday?
We're coming out with a bang. We as DC Defenders, we are very excited to see our fans, and they're going to bring the juice. As the fans bring the juice, we're going to bring the juice on the field. We're going to be ready to go.
What do you guys need to do different from week one to get a W?
The difference is just stay locked in. We beat ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot, you know, giving up penalties and false start. We're going to come together this week. And we understand the assignment of be disciplined.
Cam Harris of the D.C. Defenders. So I was looking up your story, and it's one of perseverance. You were very, very good at the University of Miami, dominant player at one point in time for them. And then from what I can tell, you were out of football for over a year. Is that true? What was the deal when you were out of football? What were you doing, not only for a living, but to just kind of stay motivated? And then what was it like when you got back into ball via the Defenders last year during their championship run?
Oh, man, it was a long journey. You know, I got injured my senior year on a knee and the injury. You know, I've been sitting out for 17 months. You just got to have a good state of mind of just take one day at a time. You know, and I always kept myself in shape. And whenever I was ready to get that call, I was ready to go. So when DC called me up, this was on a Friday night. On Thursday night, they flew me in Friday. We had a game Saturday against San Antonio. And Coach says, I'm ready to play. I told him, I'm ready. Fly me out. And when I got an opportunity, as you see, I took the best of it.
Yeah, scored two touchdowns as they made their way to the title.
Not a bad way to do it. What's the worst part about rehab? I just feel like it's just so frustrating. You can't do anything, and all you want to do is, like, go do the thing that you love. And it's like, no. Extend your leg slowly, and now retract it. Like, it feels like it'd be so painstaking.
I mean, it's very frustrating, but at the same time, it's good to, you know, because you take care of your body. And you know, everything happens for a reason. Maybe you need a recovery, a year taken off, getting your body back together. You know, when you're in college, you know your body get broken down. And, you know, when you're taking every snap as a starter running back, and, you know, everything happens for a reason, you know.
Some tickets still available Sunday, 4 p.m. The UFL.com is where you can get those tickets. What can you tell us about the matchup? Houston, what you've seen from them on film, and what you're expecting?
Houston is a great team. They have a great defense. They got great linebackers, great DBs. The whole defensive core is awesome. We don't want to put past nothing about nobody. All we're doing is worrying about ourselves. If we beat ourselves, that's how we lose the game. If we dominate through the run game and the pass game, we're going to be awesome, especially when we're in D.C. We're going to make the noise. I can't wait to see the beer snake, man. I can't wait to see it again.
It's going to be growing. That. Cam Harris of the Defenders with us on G&D. Last one, I'll let you go on this. I've been impressed by the level of play. I think it's only going to be better this year because four teams were kept from each league. They kind of cut the bottom out, so to speak. So it's all the best players from each league coming together. Could be the most talented spring league we've ever seen. How does it compare to the talent you faced in college when you were at Miami?
You're facing a bunch of dogs. You know, a lot of guys that, you know, got cut from the league and trying to get an opportunity to get back in the league. You got a lot of guys that's coming from rehab and trying to just showcase their talent. You just got a lot of guys that have to prove and show their talent to show the league that they supposed to be in the league, you know. A lot of guys got, you got guys that got five kids. They got to represent. They got to take care of their family. They got family to feed. So everybody got to myself. They got to dominate every place. They got to feed their family. I got to feed my family. I have a son, Cameron Harris Jr.
How old is he?
He's only 7 months, man.
Oh, wow. Congrats. So cool.
That's real. I got an 8-month-old baby at home.
Oh, man, it's exciting. First time being a father.
Will the baby be at the stadium at Audi Field?
No, he's going to be home in Miami watching me on TV.
That's good. Okay, appreciate you joining us, man. Good luck this weekend. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And enjoy fatherhood. That's exciting, man. Enjoy.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, be good. There is Cam Harris, starting running back for the D.C. Defenders. Again, 4 o'clock this weekend. They try to get even at 1-1 against Houston. Danny, I'm going to spin this around. I just tweeted this picture out with my synopsis. This is one of those viral things on X, I guess.
Okay.
Which is the perfectly cooked hot dog?
No, is that a dog or a brat?
That's a hot dog.
Okay.
So we have 7 types of hot dogs here.
Yep.
Increasing from like the least cooked 1 all the way down to the most cooked 7, which is charred mostly all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with right when you start to see some black on that hot dog, a little flavor. A 4, and then a 5 is, you know, a little bit more crisp, if you will, on edges. On the exterior. But I'm wondering, the perfect hot dog for Danny Ruye, do you want a little of that charcoal?
Oh, you're going to think that the Charlotte Hornets are playing here. Like, why is there C-H-A-R right there? Give me the char.
Yeah.
That number's 6 for me.
6?
Number 6.
Wow.
It's a little bit deeper than you think, but I like that.
Could you eat the 1?
I could eat all. I mean, that's a hot dog.
Wow, that's fair.
Yes. I'll eat all of those. In fact, if you're offering me 7 hot dogs right now, I would eat 7 hot dogs.
Hey, why is it that celebrity couples never stay together? Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher are getting a divorce after like 15 years. That was one of the longest running couples I can remember.
Hmm.
Why do celebrity couples always get divorced?
I have a theory. Would you like it?
Sure.
So
I'm asking a question.
Yeah. Here's what I think.
And am I right to say that it seems like 90% of couples where they're both celebrities don't last?
It feels that way. There are a number of factors. I think the biggest one is the initial novelty of, let's say for the sake of argument, like, I was like a really attractive woman. It's like, oh my God, I'm with Brad Pitt. That's Brad Pitt. And then you actually have to like live with the person. You see what I'm saying?
And then he's got the same annoyances.
Yeah.
Leaves the seat up.
He's like any other dude.
Brad
who happens
Pitt's
to be
leaving like toothpaste in the sink.
Yeah, he's like a dreamboat upon dreamboat, but it's like he's never there. He works all the time. He's gone for 9 months to do this movie shoot with George Clooney or the one where he's on a train. Doing Liam Neeson-style combat or whatever he's doing. You've got your work projects. So the novelty and the excitement of like, oh my God, it's blank, then sort of wears off. I think that's a real thing because they don't meet people the way you and I meet people. Like managers put each other together, you know? Like normal folks had to like go out into the wild and meet other human beings. It's different for them.
I don't think that's a bad guess.
That's been my theory.
But I think that that also happens in real relationships.
Well, of course.
So I don't know why it would be different.
I think it's exacerbated. In other words, like nobody, if like, oh my God, dude, that's Phil from accounting. Like no one's doing that.
That's
right?
True.
But there's the novelty of like, oh my God, it's this celebrity person.
I think it is that if you are a celebrity, generally, you either can or think that you can do better. Right. So in other words, like,
oh, interesting. Yeah. There's
Sacha that Baron Cohen is not happy. I'm not hypothetically anymore or whatever. And he's like, I'm funny. I'm on TV shows. Like I meet all these people. I go to award shows. I could end up with another hot actress. And then Isla Fisher similarly is going, I am a catch. I'm a smoke. You saw me in Wedding Crashers. I don't need Sacha Baron Cohen anymore. He's a jerk. Hypothetically, that's what I'm thinking. Where it's like you've got
more
you
options
about yourself
than a lot of folks.
You got a little ego going. You're like, I'm probably going to be okay. I'm Isla Fisher.
Interesting.
You got money. You don't have to worry about staying in any relation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I do know that I think the average relationships now it's like 50% get divorced.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just make up a number. 90% of celebrity couples seems like they don't last.
Well, it's also. Yeah, there's a million different directions you could go also, but it also sometimes feels transactional almost, where it's like they're now on each other's arms so they could be photographed at this award show, and they were seen canoodling here so they can stay relevant in between movies or something like that. Like a lot of it
you
seems...
You think it's strategic?
I think a lot of it is garbage. A lot of it's nonsense. Like publicists get together and figure it out.
I hope that's very rare.
I think it's incredibly commonplace.
Oh, that would be...
And it's like a... You know, you sell your soul.
I could see dating that way. Getting married, that'd be a tough marriage.
Yeah,
totally.
But some of the most famous folks we got, like their marriage is over after 7 months, after 2 years. It's like you really gave it a go there.
Let's get to the Nats starting lineup tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies at home. Patrick Corbin's on the hill, start number two of his season. Lineup, C.J. Abram, shortstop, leads off. Right fielder Lane Thomas looking to get off the Schneid, will bat second and play right. Left fielder Jesse Winker hitting a team-high 429. Bats third, plays left field. Joey Meneses will bat cleanup and DH. Joey Gallo, the first baseman, hits fifth. K-Bert Ruiz back in the lineup. The switch-hitting catcher will bat sixth. Eddie Rosario, center fielder, will bat seventh. Luis Garcia Jr. plays second base and hits eighth. And rookie Trey Lipscomb hitting .333 on the year. Bats ninth, the third baseman Abrams. Thomas Winker. Meneses, Gallo, Ruiz, and Rosario, Garcia, and Lipscomb for the Nationals behind Patrick Corbin.
Versus, I believe Aaron Nola's on the bump, right, for Philly? Yeah, so the righties in the lineup, that's your versus right-handed lineup, it looks like, for Davey.
Capitals, power play time.
You dug yourself a giant pit, now you got a game against Carolina, and oh, by the way, they're really, really good against a couple former friends, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and enemies of Jake Gensel. That's a really complete team that is, frankly, better than you. Uphill climb, second out of a back-to-back. We know that Darcy Kuemper is going to be in goal. At least that was the latest reporting. So good luck. This is a tough one, but you're going to have to find a way to get some points.
Yeah, Kuemper. Go ahead, big voice.
Yeah, it's okay.
Two straight days that guy's just pummeled me.
He's like, ha, ha.
He's just pummeling me left and right. Darcy Kuemper hadn't been pretty.
Here we go.
Not very good.
Come on.
Who was that? What was that clip we used to play on the show? Oh, it's Spurrier.
5-11, not very good.
Not very good. We're going to the ball game tonight. D Daddy, Toby, Ryan, myself.
It's not me. I'm picking up my kid at soccer practice. Wah, wah.
Danny?
Nope.
He'll be there with us too in spirit?
No.
Should be a good time. Speaking of Nats baseball, pregame starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.